Good evening. Welcome. A few announcements of upcoming events and other notable things you will want to know. On March 27th, poet Lorna de Cervantes will be here and will be reading. That'll be Wednesday night, March 27th, 8 p.m. She'll also be conducting an open session, and you can look for a notice of that in the Creative Writing Office or in the Poetry Center. And the contest awards winner of the annual Poetry Center Student Contest will be reading here on April 3rd. Those who received awards and honorable mentions will all be reading. And the long-awaited annual Tucson Poetry Festival, number 9, is coming up on April 5th through 7th. The theme this year is poetry and jazz. It will feature Allen Ginsberg, Amiri Baraka, Ann Waldman, Joy Harjo, Cynthia Hoag, and jazz pianist Cecil Taylor. There should be a poster out for that in, I think, a couple of weeks, so be looking for that. We do have for sale after the reading tonight copies of the Sonora Review 10th anniversary issue, as well as some back issues, and we'll have copies of three of Philip Lopate's books, Being with Children, Against Joie de Vivre, and Bachelorhood. Those are for sale in the corridor, 10% off from the ASUA bookstore. Philip Lopate is the author of 7 books, including works of poetry, fiction, and personal essays. In 1975, he published Being with Children, which came out of his experience as a poet in the schools, working through the Teachers and Writers Collaborative in New York City. That book has recently been reprinted, and it served as the opening by which he became, as his friend Vivian Gornick describes him, one of the most interesting and significant writers of the personal essay. His two most recent collections are Against Joie de Vivre and Bachelorhood, both published in 1989. In an open session yesterday, Lopate described the personal essay as using the self to fetch the subject and as a means to face the catastrophe of personality. His essay, Chekhov for Children, in which he recounts the experience of guiding a group of 6th graders through a dynamic performance of not Peter Pan, but Uncle Vanya, is emblematic of the lively intelligence, nerve, and vision he brings to his own art. Please welcome Philip Lopate.